This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Did you hear what Rosenberg said?
I don't want to be Jake Tapper.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds.
That's right. Oh, no.
Oh, no. What happened?
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
I didn't like that promo one bit. I didn't like the Rick DiPietro attack on Evgeny Malkin. I was
offended. Yeah, how about that? That was interesting.
I love it.
I did not like that.
Well, I'm sitting next to somebody who 100% agrees with Rick.
Who's that?
Dave Maloney.
Dave didn't play against Evgeny Malkin.
No, but he knows how dirty Malkin is.
Oh, yeah.
He's said it on the air many times, so. I think he would, and I think Dave would agree that Evgeny Malkin's ugly.
Yeah!
He kind of looks like an ugly Fred Savage.
I feel it's overstated, his ugliness. I mean.
Listen, he's all right. Heck of a player. He's homely.
Thank you. Let's start off tonight. Welcome to ENN on this Friday evening. We're going to be going to about 6:24, and then we'll get you ready for Knicks basketball. And Don, of course, and Dave will be doing the Rangers over on 10:50 a.m.
Right.
Start off tonight by saying good evening to Michael.
I'm just really a train wreck.
And I'd also like to say good evening to Don.
I'm trying to do it on the phone. I got fat hands.
I'd like to say good evening to myself. I think I'm going to get the three-nut chicken. And I'd like to say good evening to myself again. Non and Dancy. Non Dancy.
Best thing you've ever said on the show, ever.
Yeah.
It's right up
very rarely do you get in your life that singular moment.
And yeah, it's time to hang it up after that.
Well, it's almost hard to explain why it's so deep, you know? But in the moment.
And on the fly.
When talking about how Don and Nancy don't dance, and then realizing that if you swap their letters, their name becomes Non-Dancy.
It's brilliant.
Thank you. I knew when I said it, as it was leaving my lips, I thought, Michael's going to like this more than anything I've ever said on this show in 5 years. Michael, have you heard from anyone who may have heard your voice in the subway stations yet?
Yeah, a couple of homeless people.
That's so nice. How'd they reach out?
Well, a lot of homeless people have phones.
Great point. But do they have your number to text you?
Well, my number's easy to get.
Is that
all
true?
Right, guys. The big news of the day, J.J. Watt has been released by the Houston Texans, the greatest player in the history of the franchise, the three-time All-Pro, the face of the Texans. Here is J.J. himself announcing his release.
I have sat down with the McNair family, and I have asked them for my release, and we have mutually agreed to part ways at this time. I came here 10 years ago as a kid from Wisconsin who'd never really been to Texas before, and now I can't imagine my life without Texas in it. The way that you guys have treated me, besides draft night, I mean, you guys booed me on draft night, but every day after that, you treated me like family, and I truly feel like you're my family. Since that day, I have tried to do everything in my power to work and earn your respect and try and make you proud on and off the field. You guys have given me everything and more, and I can only hope that you feel like I've given you everything I have. The city of Houston's been unbelievable to me. It's where I met my wife. It's where I've met lifelong friends and my teammates. I've had incredible coaches and training staff and equipment staff and cafeteria workers and the weight room staff and the front office people and people on the streets, people in restaurants and grocery stores and showing up in my house. The connection is special, and I will never, ever take that for granted because I know how rare it is.
Deshaun Watson on Twitter. Salute to one of the greatest of all time, at J.J. Watt. I appreciate you for all the work you put in and, more importantly, the person you are. Any team in the league will be better the day you go out in their jersey. Love, my brother. More glory. Also, the word is that his brother, J.J.'s brother T.J., is already trying to get him to Pittsburgh. He posted on Twitter a picture of The Rock in WWE doing the famous come on, bring it on hand gesture. So we'll see where J.J. Watt, who, of course, 5.5 sacks, well down from what he used to be, only played 48 games over the last five seasons.
But all 16 this year.
So, yeah, he has not been the same guy health-wise, But this year, you know, yeah, to Michael's point, was available. And who knows, guys? Who knows what he could pull for someone, you know, and going really hard for the last couple of years of his career.
He's going to help somebody.
I think you put him in the right situation where he doesn't have to handle the load as the guy. I think he'll be fine. And, you know, on Twitter, all the NFL experts say he knows exactly where he's going. A great agent would never have his client released before everything is set in place for the next move.
Now maybe it is Pittsburgh, right? It's a good team, play with his brother.
Maybe it's Green Bay.
Green Bay is also a place that he's got a chance to win.
Because he's from Wisconsin.
Speaking of brothers, Marquise and Mike Pouncey both retired. Marquise was on the was drafted by the Steelers in 2010. Mike Pouncey by the Dolphins the following year. Great careers for both of them, and they're both calling it quits at the same time. Do they have to retire at the same time? Like
the twins, they have to.
I mean, do you think they wear the same outfit still every day?
Yes.
Or is this a case of trying too hard, bro, literally?
Spectrum New York.
What is that?
Wow. I think Anthony thinks CNN's so bad he's trying to cut out to commercial.
He might be right.
Don, what have they done at the Garden today to make the sound so much more manageable?
Well, we found out later it had nothing to do with the Garden. We jumped the Garden for no reason. Somebody with fat hands did it.
What do you mean?
I got fat hands. A little technical glitch that we straightened up.
Because the sound from the Garden should not have been piped through our system, and it was, and somebody was summarily fired because of it.
He's no longer with us.
No. That music was getting piped through.
Yeah, because they were picking up the Garden. Yeah, they should not have been picked up because if you just off Don's mic, off his headphone, you would not have heard it like that. Instead, it was Night at the Roxbury, as you said.
That's why it was so loud.
And, Don, are we never allowed to have any drops from that moment live? Because I want to have one of the times when Don jumped in to make a point and it went.
Well, I'm in a better mood. I was afraid that it's like, all right, Don, you can't go to the Garden anymore.
But now that it's been solved.
The problem is, and everything's resolved, so have fun with it.
There you
Don
go.
Don would give up this show just to do 40 Ranger games a year. He loves it.
If he followed hockey.
He's passionate.
He's very passionate. He loves it.
Anthony, if you could find one of those times when Don weighed in and it sounded like Night at the Roxbury.
How about today, Peter, when they were testing the lights? It looked like he was.
Well, did you see my post that Ballard?
Yeah, it's like
the video
like
Ballard made?
Studio 54.
Yeah, Ballard's really been having fun just zooming in on Don and playing dance
music. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I got to see this.
He did it the
Do
other
night. Follow Ballard. Ballard, maybe?
You don't follow at Ballark?
Why would you?
I thought I did, but I didn't see these.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know what? Let's keep it NFL for a moment.
Mm-hmm. Shall we?
Want to hear from Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah.
Let's hear from young Trevor about his timetable to throw again.
Yeah, I think roughly. Obviously, I got to still continue to talk to the doctors and see how the rehab goes. But I think I can throw in 6 to 8 weeks after the surgery, start throwing again, and then looking at a 4 to 5 month full clearance, but obviously I'll be able to do stuff before then, but just glad it's non-throwing shoulder, so shouldn't be too bad. Just gonna rehab really hard and work hard to get back, but yeah, I'm just excited to get that fixed and kind of start that road to getting healthy.
It's his labrum and his non-throwing shoulder that requires a little bit of repair.
Yeah, those two jet wins, so big. It's like
the
giant win.
Well, the way everybody's talking now, Wilson's gonna be the greatest player of all time.
No, maybe we'll look back and say that was good. Not as great as Trevor Lawrence.
We don't know.
That's not what Todd McShay said.
Would you bet your life?
Separation.
Would you bet your life?
Don, I asked you that. I wouldn't bet my life on anything. Listen, life is too precious.
You love to cherry pick Todd McShay. His Sam Darnold point is invalid. Doesn't know what he's talking
about. I didn't say it's invalid. I'm just saying.
No, well, you don't believe it. It didn't sway you. Wilson now is like the flavor. A month ago it was Fields.
He's as great as he is. Have they been watching the games? He's not that great. Sorry.
Oh, it's, you know, they're watching Fields, and now, you know, Fields, if I'm not mistaken, was it Todd McShay or somebody had, Peter, am I wrong that Fields was just a smidge behind Lawrence?
It's hard to keep up
with. And now he's dropped to four, according to Todd. I'm just saying, listen, I respect what those guys do. They work their tail off for sure, and their opinion's way more valuable than ours because I don't watch a lot of college football, but it's still a crapshoot. And it would be interesting, and it's not completely impossible that Wilson can end up being a better NFL quarterback than Trevor Lawrence.
By the way,
and we'll end up having a conversation that good thing they won those games. Who knows, right?
You never, Don, if you believe in the idea of things are supposed to happen for a reason, you just got to kind of lay out.
That's why I just play it out, man.
By the way, I forgot to mention that both Watt brothers are in Pittsburgh. I forgot the other one
was
a fullback
there.
Derek Watt.
What?
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 Whole lot of Watt. By the way, Trevor Lawrence was also asked if he noticed Urban Meyer at his pro day. Let's hear from Trevor.
Yeah, I saw him. I saw a lot of the guys coming through, but yeah, I saw him. Just waved at him real quick. Obviously, can't really communicate out here, but yeah, it's been cool to see all the teams come out and just really cool. Like I said, a cool opportunity. It's definitely a cool thing to experience. I'm glad I got to still do it. Obviously,
by the way, this
is
exciting.
That both the Giants and the Jets were there too. Not the whole team, but I know Joe Douglas and I think. I think the Giant top front office was there.
This is also pretty exciting, too. Apparently, I saw this, but Urban Meyer actually hired a new linebackers coach straight off of a QAnon message board. So this should
By the way, that story you reported yesterday, he's getting a lot of heat.
People are
saying this guy must be let go.
But he was vetted, Michael.
He was vetted.
He was vetted. And by the way, apparently it was, correct me if I'm wrong, Peter, that Trevor Lawrence seeing Urban Meyer there was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think he said it 17 times during that cut.
He's a long-haired Spicoli. We'll leave him alone.
By the way, at Urban Meyer, this is also exciting. He said everything's cool. They vetted it all. And another bit of exciting news, they're kicking off the Jaguar season. Morgan Wallen's going to be performing. They think right now is the time. He's vetted him. He vetted it. He did all the research. He accepts his apology, so it's time to move forward.
And the young lady from The Mandalorian will also be there singing God Bless America.
Gina Carano?
Yeah.
Is that her? Yep. She's going to be coming on board as, I believe, she's part of the marketing team. Let's hear from Todd McShay, a wise man who was on our program earlier. And we asked about the comparison between a young Sam Darnold and Zach Wilson.
Sam Darnold was better coming out of USC than Zach Wilson is coming out of BYU.
Mm.
Okay.
You say money's not an option. You have to consider it, though, because it's fairly close between the two in terms of grade. And so if you're Joe Douglas, the GM, and you're staring at four first-round draft picks and the potential to trade Sam and get somewhere close in terms of what the potential could be at the quarterback position and get maybe a third-rounder this year and a first-rounder next year, now you're talking about five first-round picks and multiple second and third round picks to basically rebuild the entire roster for the Jets. So you have to be open to all the conversations and all the phone calls that you get.
I'm open to phone calls.
Well, I don't know if they're going to call you. By the way, Todd McShay says he's also still a big believer in Sam Darnold.
How much of what's happened over the last 3 years do you blame on weapons and coaching?
A lot. I mean, 80%, let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. I think Sam Darnold has a chance to be one of the best 7-8 quarterbacks in the NFL.
Oh,
I don't get that. I think he was betrayed by an organization that didn't have weapons, that had injuries. They had to make trades. They had, you know, turnover in terms of the organizational structure, the personnel department, and then the coaching staff. And then, you know, you bring in Le'Veon, and then Le'Veon's shipped out. You bring in Jamal, and then Jamal's shipped out. How do you succeed in that situation? And Joe Douglas he understands that he grew up under Ozzie Newsome, and he knows how to develop an organization. And what he's trying to do is build it from the ground up. And they haven't had any consistency for so many years. And Sam has been stuck in this spot where there's no one in the league that I think could succeed with the talent around him.
Stop it. Joe Burrow had a highly diminished A.J. Green, who, by the way, had two touchdowns this past season, and he looked great at times. Great. A historically awful franchise. And also, the top seven quarterbacks, we can't look 10 years in the future. But, I mean, I could have Charlie come in here and name seven quarterbacks that aren't even in the same area code as Sam Darnold.
Yeah,
not
but,
even
but
the same
Mike,
area
you, but
code.
Honestly, and I'm not trying to insult you, but you do it the same way we do. You're just looking at wins and losses and stats.
No.
But it's got to go beyond that.
Okay.
We saw in the Super Bowl what happens when you don't have an offensive
Patrick
line,
Patrick Mahomes
right?
is better, right? Pat Mahomes. Let's just do this. It's nice, easy. This isn't even judging their stats. Patrick Mahomes is better.
Yes. Yes.
Deshaun Watson is better.
Yeah.
Tom Brady is better. Matthew Stafford is better. That's four. Dak Prescott is better. Mm-hmm.
Matt Ryan is better.
Aaron Rodgers is better. Right. Matt Ryan better. That's seven right there. I haven't even started yet.
No, but first of all, he said potentially could. So he's not saying that
okay,
that's happening
right now.
But I'm
just
right
saying right now, Kirk Cousins is better. Kirk Cousins
well, but you're arguing something that's not the point, Michael.
Well, what is the point?
The point is he said that he could
Justin
be.
Justin Herbert's better.
But again, you're arguing the wrong point. He said
not
he
who
could
now,
be. Not could now. Be. So if you give him an offensive line and some weapons, and in a couple of years, he could be one of the seven or eight best quarterbacks in football. Don't judge it now.
Russell Wilson is better.
But can you? So continue. It's ridiculous.
You're
arguing a point that is not on the table. He is not one of the seven or eight best quarterbacks right now.
Okay,
but
he's saying
but
in the
according
future.
To Todd McShay, he could be. So stop naming quarterbacks.
But we can look at people. Is he going to be better than Justin Herbert? Is he going to be better than Patrick Mahomes? Is he going to be better than Deshaun Watson? That's three right there.
Is he going? We don't. The point that he's trying to make is that we don't know who he could be. We haven't been able to tell because the Gase offense was so bad.
It, but you're putting so much emphasis on lack of support, but you're not doing that with Joe Burrow, who's another one. That's five of young quarterbacks going to be around for the next 10 years.
But again, nobody's asking Sam Darnold to be the best quarterback in football. Maybe when everything is right and the Jets are a good team with a good offensive line and good wide receivers, that maybe Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert are better than him. But could he be a top 10 quarterback that could win? I mean, Eli was never the best quarterback, and you won a couple of Super Bowls with him. So could he be in a position where that's worth having?
You're
judging everything on the best of the best.
I agree with everything that you're saying. But remember, we had a lot of first time we ever got publicity on the show. Eli said he was an elite quarterback. Do you actually, with your eyeballs watching him, even with the lack of support, look at Sam as an elite quarterback, Don? Elite.
No, not now, not right
ever,
now, because there's
ever.
No chance.
In the future, can you see it?
But yeah, I could see with if you put him on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, could I see him being a top 10 quarterback? Yes, I did. Yes, I can.
Okay, you know what? I hope you're right because I like the guy a lot. He's not better than Josh Allen either. That's another one. All young quarterbacks I'm naming that will be great for 10 years.
But hold on. Stop it.
Real quick.
You're making no sense
Perfect sense. He said in the future he's going to be a top seven. I'm giving you guys right now that are young, his age, that he's not going to be better than. He's not going to be better than those guys.
But you don't know.
But you brought up Brady. You brought up Rodgers. Those guys could be out of the league by the time
he turns the corner. Then I started naming the young guys. Patrick Mahomes is going to be here 10 years from now.
So is Deshaun Watson.
So is Justin Herbert on a bad team one year.
Now you're convinced he's going to be better. He's going to be one of the top quarterbacks in football.
Hey, that
one
was
year.
A bad team.
Convinced.
And that guy shined every time he played.
Heinicke looked
every
great in one game. So why not throw him on the list, too? Because he was the only one that actually was competitive against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Throw him on the list.
All right, Taylor Heinicke, let's throw him on the list.
Now that's a good one.
Lamar Jackson, better.
Again, you're embarrassing yourself now. No,
you're not listening,
No, because
Don.
You're just listing quarterbacks.
I'm naming
guys but that wasn't
that
even
are
the point.
His age group. He's never going to be better than those guys. He's just not.
You're just saying. But
I'm not clueless on this. He said top seven.
No, because you're arguing the wrong point.
What's the
point? No, saying he could be. So you're throwing out quarterbacks that are better than him now. Of course they're better.
But Michael's saying, but Don, Michael's saying he can't be.
I'm saying that these guys, if they continue to project the way they are as kids, he'll never be better than them 10 years from now, even if he's in a great situation.
That's an opinion.
Baker Mayfield. I mean, I'm naming all of these
kids.
He
could be. He could surpass Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield, who, like, going into this year, you could have said the same thing about him and Sam in the same breath. Then all of a sudden he gets a coach, and look what happened. All of a sudden. Where was Baker Mayfield?
See, Michael, you walked yourself right into a good argument.
You deserved it.
No,
guys, we have to end the show.
Move on to the next subject. I just won.
Don't fight.
It's over. The clock's zeroed out. You lost.
Got there.
Tough break, man.
Better.
Next time, maybe you'll do a better
He's
job.
Better
Next time, you might do a better
Sam
job.
All right, guys, that'll do it for ENN.
Don't just keep talking over me. He's still better.
I'll talk over you. I can do whatever I want.
Well, I'll do it. I'll scream over you too. You're telling me that Baker Mayfield before Stefanski was not 10 times better than Sam Darnold?
No, absolutely not. You're wrong. Absolutely,
you're wrong. You know what you're watching.
All right, good.
Anthony,
a lot more than you do. That's
Anthony, let's end the show with Don and loud music behind him, please.
They're practicing all their sound effects. It's a joke.
Sure, they did it at Yankee Stadium when the Yankees were home, too.
They did not. They didn't.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.